live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Mamma Mia, if you loved the movie, you'll love what's coming to the Davenport Central High School stage. Blue Devil Productions is here with a behind-the-scenes look at their upcoming show.
And are you a winter, spring, summer, or fall? We're not talking about your favorite season. We're talking about your colors. We'll get the details on an opportunity to learn more about color analysis.
And later, the public library in Coal Valley, Illinois, has tons of cool activities and events this month for both kids and adults. We will get a preview. Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, April 16th, and of course, it is a first alert day. We are keeping an eye on storms rolling through the area. No severe weather alerts as far as warnings in effect right now, but we've got all eyes on the radar, so we'll break into programming if we need to. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Kyle Keel.
I'm Morgan Otier. Now, according to the American Cancer Society, for the first time, new cancer cases in the U.S. expected to cross 2 million this year. That's almost 5,500 cancer diagnoses a day.
But Unity Point Health wants to help with a free interactive cooking course called Cooking with Heart for Cancer. Teresa Pongan is a prevention and wellness strategist at Unity Point Health, and she joins us now. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
So let's talk more about the classes. You got a free cooking series coming up, and this is all focused on cancer prevention. So a lot of what we put into our bodies can help kind of keep that cancer away, hopefully.
Yeah. So one of our big messages is get antioxidants. Get whole foods, color in your food. So I've got some great samples today of ways we can get antioxidants so we can quell those free radicals that can run rampant in your body. Okay. And if they don't find that electron to donate to them, then they can wreak havoc in our DNA, in our cell lining, in all kinds of ways in our bodies.
That is super interesting. So who are these classes for? I mean, obviously you would imagine somebody who has cancer or somebody who is a survivor of cancer, but it's not specifically just those folks.
Right, so it's anybody touched by cancer. So it could be somebody that's through treatment and looking to prevent. It could be somebody that has cancer maybe in the family. My mother has survived 5 cancers.
Wow.
So, or it could be just somebody that's like, I want to get super healthy and I know it's going to be great recipes because I always make sure they're universally delicious. So, we have a lot of fun too. Yeah.
And it seems like pretty much everyone is affected by cancer in some sort of way. And unfortunately, I mean, Morgan mentioned those statistics. They're not great statistics for us. So how can nutrition help reduce the risk of cancer or, I guess, reduce the risk of reoccurrence of cancer?
Definitely. So by what you choose to eat, you put into your body things that help it kind of fight off some of the damage that happens just from us talking, from exercising, from maybe the sun radiation, pollution, smoking.
Wow.
We're always accruing things. And our body has some great healing mechanisms, but sometimes it needs extra help. And so when we get stuff from our food, that's going to help us keep things in balance and not get to what we call an oxidative stress status. So we want to prevent that.
Amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about what participants are going to be learning in these classes.
Oh, yeah. So each class, it's an hour long. You get 2 recipes that I'll demo for you and a topic. The first topic is, is sugar okay or does that feed cancer?
Okay.
And then I go into other things like the rainbow. How do you eat the rainbow? Why? It's pretty, but it's more than that. And processing, about menu planning, and then even power on your plate that you can get from the spices and herbs that you pick and how you combine them.
Wow. Incredible.
So you brought the sugar and the rainbow with us today.
I did. I did in delicious ways that actually our body will be stronger for against those free radicals. So I've got here the rainbow wraps. So I call them rainbow wraps because they have all 5 colors. We have orange from carrots and we have foods that are easy to put on the table. Carrots shredded, cabbage, we can cut that up very easily in strips. Yeah. The green, dark green has that chlorophyll that we want. Then we got jar red pepper here. So you don't even have to slice up a pepper. And then onions. I put on onions for white. Okay. So we have all the food groups there.
Yeah.
And we wrap it up with some Vidalia sweet onion dressing and some hummus for a little more protein, some chickpeas in there. and yum, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I'm about to try it.
You do?
And I mean, it smells delicious. It's that onion sauce that we were talking about.
While Kyle is eating, let's talk a little bit about where the course is taught. No, honestly, because you talk about really a state-of-the-art space.
Yeah, so at Rock Island Trinity Unity Health, we have this cutting-edge kitchen where we have cameras and we have a big countertop. And we just have a lot of fun. We have.
Wow, look at that.
Yes, yes. So it's held in Tuesdays in May from noon to one, and there's no cost. So, and we get together and just have fun.
There's no cost. This
there's
is
no
free.
Cost.
That's the important part.
Yes,
that is amazing.
Yay, Trinity Foundation.
Yeah, that is fabulous. Okay, and so I want to hear a little bit, because you guys have done these courses before. I think you mentioned this is the fourth year that you're going to be doing these specifically.
Yes.
The response from people who have gone through the course, or just results just from being part of it.
Yeah, they feel tons better. They can do more. They have more energy lasting throughout the day, weight loss. So people are doing better in their treatments.
That's
and
great.
Things like that. So yeah, lots of great stuff. Years, they feel years younger.
What you put in your body, it really does. It makes such a difference in your day-to-day life beyond, you know, if you're trying to eliminate cancer or your chances of a recurring cancer, you just want to feel better ultimately. This is just a great course for that. Let's talk about the dessert that you made for us today.
Okay, these are sunrise donuts.
Mm.
So
they are.
Donuts here, actually, here's kind of the naked one. Without the frosting. So they're made, my secrets there are they actually have Greek yogurt in them.
Oh, okay.
They have white whole wheat flour.
Okay.
They also have a sweet potato in them and chickpeas.
Really?
Yes.
I would
have
never guessed that.
I know.
I'm going to try the donut.
Yeah, go
and
ahead.
The
go
frosting
for it.
Is made with the yogurt and a little bit of powdered sugar and vanilla.
I'll do this one. So, just taste that frosting.
Oh, go for it. I've had participants in the class make donut bars on the weekend where everybody just makes their own. So just has fun with it. So we've got, you know, the strawberries, the chocolate, the blueberries. You can do it, sprinkles, whatever you want.
It's good and it tastes almost like more fresh.
Yeah.
And even if you have the freshest donut, you kind of have that sugary aftertaste, you know? This is delightful.
Well, and that's gonna hold you over to like later in the day, several hours versus
because of what you put in it.
The other donuts.
So not only are we learning to cook healthier to prevent cancer, but we're also learning tips to just kind of slow down and just kind of help prevent other sorts of health issues along the way.
Sure. Our bodies were made to actually sit down and enjoy our food.
Yeah.
And I want people to enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, these classes are an hour long, of course, and each class you're going to do two dishes that are demonstrated, is that correct?
Yes, delicious recipes, at least two, yes.
That is amazing. Okay, so tell us how people can sign up and be a part of this.
So just go to www.unitypoint.org/cookingwithheart, all three words together, cooking with heart.
Okay. Wonderful.
And you can sign up there.
Okay, it all starts May 7th, and I did go on last night. There are some spots still left.
Awesome.
If you want to sign up. So, Teresa, thank you so much
for sharing today
and for sharing these recipes with us. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, Mamma Mia is coming to Davenport Central High School thanks to a little help from a professional theater right here in the QCA.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Mamma mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist ya? Mamma mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I miss.
For the past two decades, the musical Mamma Mia has captivated audiences from the stage to the screen, as you just saw. Now this high-energy show is coming to Davenport Central High School. Joining us now are Savannah Pickett and Aiden Leahy. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We're excited for you. It's going to be a really big weekend. So, Aiden, you are in the show this weekend at Central. It has, tell us a little bit about, you know, the plot, the storyline, if folks haven't, I don't know how, gotten the opportunity to see it on the stage or on the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's about a girl named Sophie, and she's getting married, and she has read her mother's diary and has always had this earning to find out who her real father is. So she finds three potential fathers and invites all of them to the wedding. And it's just about all of the the drama and the realizations that come along with that.
Oh yeah, there would be a whole lot that I would imagine as far as drama is concerned that would ensue with something like that. Very cool. Savannah, you're in set design. You helped design the set. Talk a little bit about what goes into that job itself and how you guys received a little extra help this year.
Yeah, so this year, Mamma Mia, amazing, has this legacy to it. So we had to do it justice. I knew I did not want anything small. It was going to be huge.
Good for you.
And we got the opportunity to work with one of our students' fathers. His name is Dickie Baker, and he also works at Circa 21. And if people might have seen their production last summer of Mamma Mia, they allowed us to use their set. And so we had that. I mean, that was professionally made, and it has this amazing turning aspect to it. That's fun. That I don't know if we could have done as gracefully as they did. So we worked with them, and we got that transported from Circa to Central, which was a beast in itself. But and then beyond that, we took it an even step larger because we had the capability. Yeah. So I wanted to make an entire Grease street. So it is a huge set that I tried to make the entire theater so immersive. So there's little parts of it in even in the top corner of the theater.
Well, good for you for doing that. I mean, what a treat for audience members. You know, they would imagine maybe seeing something on a more professional scale, albeit local. They do an amazing job at Circa, and to be able to have the opportunity to kind of do what you envision for this production. Yeah. What I think is super cool is you're actually alumni, correct?
Yes.
So what made you want to come back and work in theater there at Central?
Well, I loved it.
Yeah.
Being a part of, when I went to Central, the PAC was just built.
Okay.
So it was brand new and it was state of the art. I mean, it was amazing. So, and the director also is my best friend's mom, so I definitely have an emotional connection there. And there was an opening and I jumped at it, and I did the technical side even in high school and I loved it.
Good.
So it's just so great to be back and working with all the kids and giving them that little extra push and assistance is great.
I love that. Well, Aiden, you're a senior now.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And you've actually done, let me get this right, every production at Central, including your freshman year during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing in itself.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk about why you chose drama for your high school career and what that's meant to you.
Well, I had a nanny when I was younger who was involved in the drama club at Central, and she was always talking to me about it. And I'd always been involved in theater since I was younger, so I always knew right away, going into high school, that's what I wanted to do, and it was so amazing, even more so than I had been told, and that's why I've stuck through it.
Yeah, and you've been doing an amazing job.
Thank
obviously.
You.
and people keep coming back, like Savannah. People are always raving about Central's, drama department. So, Aiden, let's get back to Mamma Mia. Let's talk about the character that you play. You play one of the fathers
that
Bill. She invites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about Bill.
He's just kind of a fun guy. He's like an adventurer, almost. He's a writer. He's he's always out and about. He lives on a boat. So there's just a lot that's fun to him.
So we hear that he has an accent. He doesn't.
Mm-mm.
In the movie, he's not from another.
In the movie, I believe he does, but in this show,
you're allowed to not have an accent.
Yeah.
In the show.
Well, one of the dads does. We have someone who is doing a British accent.
Oh, wow! Exciting.
Yes.
Okay. So both of you, what is your favorite part of this entire show as we go into such a big weekend?
Oh my gosh, I feel like the songs are so great. Every single song's a hit. Otherwise, the choreography, so good. Our choreographers, we even have student choreographers, and they are just killing it.
That's great.
So I feel like they're even more emotionally involved in it because it's their babies.
It's their creations as well that they're going to be seeing on stage. What about you? What would you say is your favorite part?
I was also going to say the music. Getting to be in something and perform songs that I've loved since I was little is amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so why should people come out and see a high school show? We've got such great theater in the Quad Cities, and we've got great student theater in the Quad Cities. Savannah, why should people really come out and give this a shot this weekend?
I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I feel like This is the main way that we get our department funded, as well as it is truly an amazing production. Everything is incredible. Like I said, the set, but the choreography, the dancing, even the lights and sound have been so crafted beautifully. And with over 60 students and 12 staff members involved, it's like just so many people have worked so hard.
Well, you convinced me, that is for sure. Congratulations to both of you. It's going to be exciting. And if you'd like to support students and see a great show, Mamma Mia is this weekend at Davenport Central High School, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and just $5 if you're a student. And to get your tickets, you can find a link on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Davenport Central Theater. Savannah and Aiden, thank you guys so much for being here today. It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. So
thank
congrats.
You.
Well, still to come on QCL, it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Family Resources is here with advice for survivors and the variety of ways we can help support them.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, providing a voice for survivors and an opportunity for all of us to bring attention to sexual assault and abuse. Joining us today with a variety of ways to do that are Cassie and Kristen from Family Resources. Ladies, thanks for being here today and just kind of taking on a heavy but super important topic with us. We're glad to have you, and we're glad to have the resource here in the community. So talk about why this month, this awareness month, is really so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Sexual Assault Awareness Month, it happens in April. It is an important month. It helps us provide a voice to survivors, as well as an opportunity for rape crisis centers to be able to spread awareness about sexual assault and abuse. We're able to do that by having events, taking advantage of our community partnerships, and also shows like this, where we're able to get as much information and as much awareness as possible to as many people as we can.
Yeah, it's super important. And this is an opportunity as well to tell people about Family Resources. So what are some of the services available specifically in regards to sexual assault and abuse?
Yeah, those are actually on the Iowa and Illinois side.
Okay.
Illinois specifically provides prevention to schools and colleges through campus coordination and prevention staff. And we also, on both sides, provide medical and legal advocacy, as well as free counseling services.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of this Awareness Month, you know, the purpose behind it. Something that I was interested in reading about is that this actually started way back in the 70s.
Yeah, this started in 1970 when a group of people, survivors, got together and they spoke out and they went to rallies and did speak outs, and it created a movement to end sexual violence. It's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a theme this year. So we've gone decades and decades and decades through Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So talk about this year's theme and what it is and what it means for folks.
Yeah, the 2024 theme is building connection with communities. It's about making sure we know how powerful our voices are and using those to make change and awareness.
Okay, and you talk a little bit about how our voices have power together. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of harkens back to that group in the 1970s when they decided that we're going to kind of stand up and speak out about what's happening to us and try to let people know that it's not okay. So it's kind of nice to bring something from the past into to something so modern, because ultimately the same meaning is there. So let's talk more about how we can help prevent sexual assault and abuse, because as we know, and a lot of people may not realize it, may or may not, it can happen to anybody. We often hear about it being spoken about by a woman. It can happen regardless of your male or female, regardless of your race or your sexual orientation. Tons of people are affected by it. So what do we do to help prevent it?
So there's really no way to prevent it. We just have to educate everyone around it. Like you said, it can happen to anyone, any gender, any age, any social economical class. It could literally happen to anyone. So the best we can do as a community is to be educated on it, be a bystander to learn about it, and to teach everyone else about it. Biggest thing is, if someone discloses to you, say, I believe you, or yeah. I'm sorry this happened to you, how can I help you? Really just helping them through the situation.
Yeah, you guys say this often, you know, if it's sexual abuse or assault, or one of the other services that Family Resources provides, the most impactful thing you can sometimes do to combat an issue is support victims. Mm-hmm. So like you just mentioned, and we've got something on the screen here, just start by believing them, make them feel like, you know, they're being heard, and that somebody is kind of on their side. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you guys work with victims regularly. How important would you say that is for somebody to feel like they're believed?
That's the biggest. Like, their first disclosure is the most key, because if you tell somebody you were sexually assaulted and they don't believe you, how many more times are you gonna say it?
Right.
So you have to validate their feelings, validate how they're feeling, so then they can understand, like, okay, I am validated. Now what can I do next? How can I start that journey of healing?
Yeah.
And as a counselor, half the time, we're the first people who do believe them, or we're the first people who have provided support without having that backlash or victim blaming connotation.
Yeah, that's gotta be really tough. So let's talk about what else Family Resources has planned for the rest of this month to raise awareness, because you guys really have some great impactful events planned. Wear teal every Thursday. So that has already started, been underway since the beginning of the month. So that's something that we can all put on our calendars every Thursday. You can just show your support by wearing teal. What else can we do? April 17th, I was curious about this. A dress doesn't mean a yes.
Yes, so it's actually tomorrow. And it came from a movement of somebody said, well, you wore a dress, you kind of asked for it. Oh. So a dress doesn't mean yes.
Yeah, okay. So for people to participate in that, we just wear
a
dress.
We just wear a dress, yep.
I can do that. Muscatine Bridge, Davenport Sky Bridge, those are going to be lit up all of next week in support. Then April 24th is Denim Day. Tell us about that.
So Denim Day, it goes along with Dress Doesn't Mean Yes. Back in the, I think it was 1840s, Parliament, a woman, well, all of the men said that she wasn't sexually assaulted because her jeans were too tight. So she would have had to have asked for it or pulled her pants down. So Denim Day means you wear jeans to in support, because the next day at Parliament, all of the women that were there wore jeans because...
Okay. Oh, so wear your jeans on that day. These are things we can do, though, right? You guys kind of make it easy. Walk a Mile at St. Ambrose. What event is that?
Walk a Mile, I believe, they've done a few different things. They've done Take Back the Night. They've done things to talk about, you know, women should feel safe. But I believe Walk a Mile in Their Shoes is everyone walking a mile, I believe, in heels.
Okay.
In solidarity, and also saying, like, no matter what you're wearing, no matter what time of day you're wearing it, you're not asking for what is being given.
Well, I will say, I mean, you guys have a huge calendar of different events, just awareness and things that are happening for the rest of the month. So it's really easy for folks to get involved. It's really easy for you to just go online and just kind of figure out how you can help, how you can spread the word, and how you can make people feel supported. We want to give you some information now about Family Resources. They do have 24/7, I should say, free crisis lines. Illinois, Iowa, Quad Cities, those are on your screen. That toll-free number should say 866 with a parenthesis, then 921-3354. And if anybody is ever out there trying to learn more about what you guys have to offer at Family Resources, all you have to do is visit their website, which is FAMRES.org. Cassie and Kristen, thank you so much. You guys are so knowledgeable about this, and it is a tough topic, so we appreciate you being here.
Thanks for asking.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Well, still to come in your next half hour of Quad Cities Live, a fresh new way to elevate your look without changing anything about yourself other than the colors you're wearing. We'll learn more about House of Color, located in Bettendorf, and the public library in Coal Valley is an incredible resource for the entire family, and staff will join us for a look at library activities and programs underway this month.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
When you get dressed, you may want to focus less on what's trendy and more so on science. Individual color analysis is now available right here in the QCA thanks to a new business in Bettendorf. Danielle Minnick with House of Color is joining us today. Danielle, welcome back.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun. Yeah. I'm really excited. So let's talk a little bit about the business itself. You started, I believe, right around the new year.
Yeah.
I remember seeing your posts like, hey, this is coming, and then we hit the new year, and it was off to the races. Yeah. I mean, you've been super popular.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting start.
Yeah, so describe the goal for us of color analysis and I guess why someone should consider getting this done.
Yeah, so color analysis uses color theory to look at what the best colors may be for you with your clothing and anything really surrounding your face, because different colors can really impact how you look. So people may want to get this done to have their getting ready in the morning really simple and easy. Is really one of the biggest things.
Yeah, and you've talked in the past too, because your whole, I mean, you're a professional organizer as well, in case people haven't seen you on the show before, and simplicity is big for you.
Yeah.
Intentionality is another word that you like to use. Talk about how that translates to your closet.
Yeah, so when you know your colors, you have a season, and all of the colors harmonize together, so then you could create a capsule wardrobe. That's a really common, popular thing. That may be something more than just the neutrals. Then we can start using more color.
Yeah.
So then you have like three shirts, three pants, and you now have 20 outfits.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a way, I mean, we're all getting into the groove of spring cleaning. We were just talking about it during the commercial break. And getting rid of things that aren't useful to us anymore. Well, hey, this is a really great way to figure out what may not be so useful to you anymore once you figure out what your colors are. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about, you know, as a client, what can I expect when I walk into House of Color and sit down? What's the process look like?
So we're going to talk a little bit about color theory, but then we're going to use these precision dyed drapes to determine what season you are. And first steps is looking at if you are a warm or cool season.
Okay.
Because that's going to kind of help us narrow down. So we've got a warm red versus a cool red here, and we look to see what your undertones of your skin are reacting to with these colors.
Okay.
So
should we do it?
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And talk about why that's super important. Not that I want people watching on TV to go, oh, no, she's not a cool. But I mean, that's kind of how it works, right?
That's right. So when you're having these drapes put on you, when you are in your best colors, your features are going to look pronounced.
Okay.
You're going to have like an airbrushed look on your face. Versus if you're in the wrong color, it might bring out some shadows or some imperfections that you really don't want to be focused on.
Okay.
Dark circles under your eyes, those kinds of things. So we do a process of layering these drapes and then do kind of a magic show where we reveal to
people
see.
People are like, I see the circles. Guess what, folks? I have a five-year-old. They're always there.
Yeah. But what's great, too, I mean, ladies, we often cover up with makeup when we have those dark circles. When you have your right colors, you need less makeup because it's like a natural filter. So just little hints of makeup can really make the difference.
Yeah.
To really make you feel your best.
Yeah. That's super fun. So what seasons? You said that was, what was the darker red?
Yeah.
The cooler red, I mean.
So this is a cool red.
Okay.
And she's in the summer season.
Okay.
And then this is a warm red, and she's in spring.
Oh, okay.
So we work on the warm, cool first, and then we narrow it down between.
Yeah.
Autumn and spring or summer and winter.
Okay, and obviously that's not going to happen today because actually this is a really involved process.
Yeah.
So once you get started, you know, talk a little bit about what happens after that and I guess how you narrow it down to a season.
Yeah, so we'll do the warm cool process first.
Yeah.
And then we will layer
we'll continue draping
with your specific spectrum so that we can see if you need the brighter colors here or if you need something more blended and muted. And then before you go home, we play with a little makeup. You also get to have a fan to go home with you so you know how to shop in the stores and your closet.
Yeah, I love that. And that's just sitting down here on the table, but it looks an awful lot like what Owen's just showing on TV. So it's like you get a little fan and when you go out shopping and you go out looking for, you know, outfits that are going to work for you. Yep. And your new season, you get to bring that with you so you can match it. I love that you do that. So clients get to bring one of those home.
Yes.
Okay. Also, talk about makeup and hair color because, like you said, you do like very minimal makeup to kind of show people how it really changes their face.
That's right.
And one post that I thought was so cool that you did was on people's hair color.
Yes.
Because you're like, if you're going to be coming in to get your colors done, don't touch your hair yet.
That's right. That's right. Yes. So we will talk hair color. God, of course, doesn't make mistakes. So natural is always the best.
Yeah.
But I love to have color. I love to have color in my hair as well. So prior to color analysis, I was more of like a really yellow blonde, and my season is summer, okay. So I need to have more of the ashier tones in my hair, so to kind of tone it down.
Nice.
If you're in the warmer seasons, then you're gonna want more of the honey golden colors in your hair.
Very cool. So the responses, the reactions, tell us about what clients are saying so far. I know what I've heard people say, which was this was kind of a life-changing experience, which sounds like a lot when you're talking about something that you may consider to be more, I don't know, cosmetic or materialistic. But it's not. I mean, you really, the confidence that you can gain from looking your best is huge.
Yes, absolutely. The confidence, the ease of being able to shop, get ready. Mm-hmm. Truly, everybody is feeling like $1 million when they get done because they are confident in what they're buying and what they're wearing.
Yeah.
And that just shows in how you carry yourself.
I can't wait to do it. We just need to carve out some time.
I know.
Okay? to learn more about color analysis or to book an appointment with Danielle, be sure to follow House of Color Bettendorf on Facebook, on Instagram. She posts all of her before and afters there. Danielle, again, thank you so much for coming on the show today and kind of just showing us the process. I think a lot of people would have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the month of April is jam-packed at the Robert R. Jones Library in Coal Valley. We'll get the details on fun activities and special programming for kids and adults next. Tomorrow on Quad Cities Live, Clean Up to Green Up. A local bar in Davenport is hosting an annual Earth Day event to help beautify the surrounding neighborhood. We'll show you how to get involved.
Plus, Skeleton Key Art and Antiques will be here to preview an upcoming furniture sale. We'll get the details on that and other upcoming vendor-focused events. That and more tomorrow right here on QCL.
Discover, connect, inspire. That's the mission over at the Robert R. Jones Library in Coal Valley. And this month, the calendar is packed with ways to do exactly that.
Yeah, that's right. Kaylee Floyd is the Youth Services Coordinator at the library, and she joins us now. Kaylee, thanks so much for coming back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I love coming here, and you guys make it a warm and inviting warm, inviting place to be.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yes, you
always bring such a great display. Always a lot going on at the library, so a lot of activities to do. But before we get into some of the activities later in the month, you've got activities that really you can do year-round, and you're calling these the passive activities.
Yes, passive programs. So it mostly started off in like our kids' room for passive programming, but we have a lot of teens and adults that also like doing those kinds of things when they bring their kids.
It's relaxing.
And so we decided to implement more passive programs for them. So if you notice over here on the end, this is actually our adult Would You Rather. We've changed those out weekly.
Oh, okay.
And then in
I love that.
Yeah, and then in this bucket here is an I'm Bored jar. So there's like different activities teens can pull to do, like learn origami, play board games, read a magazine, make an alien mask.
What are you choosing, Morgan?
I don't know. Yes. Okay, so the Would You Rather is be invisible for a day or teleport anywhere in the world. That's the one.
I'm going with that one too.
That one's winning for
sure. Anywhere in the world. And then if I had to pick an activity.
Ooh, let's see.
Let's see what it would be. Make a card.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so you can get supplies from us at our front desk.
Draw a treasure map.
Ooh.
My son would be into that.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Like, the creativity is beyond me.
Thank you.
I just absolutely love that.
Wouldn't think of it.
Those are a couple of the passive activities, which are just super fun to get into. We're going to talk, too, about some of the really creative activities that you guys have coming up on specific days.
Yes.
So this is the Moss activity.
Yes, that's
actually
this week. This is this Thursday, so there should be some spots still available.
They're beautiful.
But yeah, we have a couple different options. You can do, most of them are wood pieces, but a lot of it's kind of leftovers from other crafts, and then you get to use the moss and twinkle lights, and there's other figurines you can use. It's kind of open to whatever you want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of more like book inspired, but it doesn't have to be. It can be whatever you kind of would want to hang up at your own home or give to as a gift maybe.
Yeah, these are really, really cool and creative. Like what is a good age group for this?
This one is actually for teens and adults.
Okay.
So
awesome.
And you obviously provide all the materials. Does it cost for people to do these activities?
No, it does not. It's all free. Everything at our library to do is free.
That's amazing to
me. So we also have the plant swap coming up as well. And
what's the plant swap?
That one is, okay, if you notice here, we have some of our plants kind of from our library.
Oh, pretty.
Clippings, and you can swap out with other
nice display,
patrons.
Yeah,
other patrons on different plants that you might like not have of your own, and you just kind of swap it out and see what would interest you.
What a cool idea. Yeah. And I do love how this is displayed.
Oh, I know. It's so cute.
They're going to try and get a shot of it. There it is. Yes. Yeah. This is so cute. Yeah. So, you know what? Text me later and tell me where you got that.
Okay. Will do.
I want that for my house.
Yeah, it's nice.
Another creative crafters event is the Diamond Bookmarks. Yes. And you brought some examples with you here
these
today.
These have been so fun. Oh, yeah. We've all loved having a turn of making these. They don't take too long. They look like they would take forever.
I was going to say, it looks pretty
But it's
involved.
It's so fun. It's like kind of like color by number. Is the way of doing it. But yeah, and then right here we have an example of it on an actual book, so it won't damage your pages.
I've never seen a bookmark like that.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful.
Yes.
So you just have a crafters class where people can make these for
themselves. Right, yeah, we have a couple different examples that we'll have set out for them to choose from based on colors and what they prefer.
That is super fun.
Yeah.
And also over on your end, you've got the tiny canvas art. And I feel like the whole tiny, it's just kind of a phenomenon. People love the tiny cooking videos. Now we've got tiny canvas art. So talk more about that.
I think it takes the pressure off because like sometimes doing a whole canvas can
overwhelming.
I cannot do this. I am not an artist. I don't know how to do that. But
I see
doing
Pokemon.
It on a smaller scale is more like less time consuming, more manageable. So
these are really good.
Yeah, actually yesterday with my Pokemon club, we did some Pokemon inspired canvases. Yeah. So yeah.
This is cool. Look at
There'll
the
be
dog.
Display in May for all of our patrons to see. Yes, the dog.
That's so
very
cute. Impressive. Oh my gosh.
This is actually a technique you can do. It's just like flipping the page over of whatever animal it is. You shade the back, flip it over, and then you can trace it, and it makes an outline. It seems so complicated.
Yeah, no wonder they look so great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then finally, we should just mention this before we run out of time. You have your seed library as
these are popular.
And these are super popular.
They're booming. This is our second year doing it. Right now we have more of like the veggies and fruits and stuff, but we are hoping to revamp our flower selection real soon, so definitely stop in. You can pick up 5 packets per visit.
Oh, wow.
And then the idea is that at the end of the season, hopefully you'll return any seeds that you might have fallen so we can replenish that way, too.
I love that. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's almost that time, but not that, time yet.
Mother's Day.
So,
Mother's Day.
You still have, plenty of time to get that. Okay, here is the info. Robert R. Jones Public Library, located there in Coal Valley. We've got the address, the phone number on your screen. Please follow them on Facebook. They post a lot on their really cool ideas. Thank you so much, Kaylee.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for watching.
We'll have an update on the severe weather heading toward the TV6 viewing area next in your news at 4.